After Zhong Ziting learned that Tony was fighting with Xing Yaping, she couldn't wait to contact Xing Yaping and immediately rushed home to visit his injuries. Zhong Ziting's caring reaction was seen by Xing Yaping, and he added hope that he wanted to redeem his feelings, so she handed over the school-arranged activities to Zhong Ziting for details. Little did she know that Zhong Ziting had already seen that he wanted to use the activities to gain favor. When Lao Ni wanted to help Xing Yaping and Zhong Ziting remarry, he used his own experience to give advice and claimed that only a desperate pursuit can get the desired result. Seeing Xing Yaping hesitate, Lao Ni promised to stay by Zhang Jianguo and inform him at any time. Due to Wang Yi's previous help, Zhang Jianguo personally called to thank him. He happened to hear that there was a water leak in Wang Yi's house, so he hurried over to repair her. After the problem was resolved, Zhang Jianguo followed Wang Yi to eat out. Wang Yi took advantage of this to analyze Zhang Ziting's situation and believed that she and Xing Yaping were divorced and never left home and shared responsibility. This shows that the relationship between the couple still exists. As long as there is enough time, maybe you can remarry. Hearing these words, Zhang Jianguo was immediately very happy. He and Wang Yi had a very happy conversation, thus deepening their mutual understanding. Wang Yi's persuasion also gave Zhang Jianguo a new understanding of his children, but he did not expect Lao Ni to hide outside, and even took pictures of the two eating at a small restaurant. At the suggestion of Lao Ni, Xing Yaping came to the hospital to visit Zhang Ziting with flowers, and happened to find that Tony was also in the office. Before Tony took the initiative, Xing Yaping grabbed the vase first and reported Xing Haiyang's situation to Zhang Ziting. Tony, standing next to him, was not to be outdone, and was vying to talk to Zhang Ziting. Because of this, the two almost fought off again. Fortunately, Zhang Ziting stated in time that she and Tony could only become colleagues. Xing Yaping was very pleased to hear that. Old Ni was so drunk, Zhang Jianguo helped him back to his old house and almost ran into Zhang Lisheng and Dong Chengsheng in a tryst. Zhang Jianguo noticed that the third child was sweating profusely, and couldn't help but ask curiously. As a result, Zhang Lisheng lied that the air conditioner was broken. Lao Ni threatened to open Zhang Jianguo's love affair and insisted on asking him to ask Wang Yi to introduce himself to the old lady. Although Zhang Jianguo and Wang Yi were innocent, he was still worried that things would turn into gossip when it spread out, so he pretended to agree. David deliberately discredited Kui in front of Pang Wenying. However, Pang Wenying clearly distinguished between public and private, and did not agree with the behavior behind the discussion, so he asked him to write a report on the hotel development plan. At the same time, Xiao Kong, a former colleague of the hotel, came to make trouble. It happened that Xiao Qiang was still in a meeting. Zhang Nidong personally came forward to solve the problem, but Xiao Kong was called into the blind spot to provoke him. He even complained to Xiao Qiang that Zhang Nidong's service attitude was poor. Because of Zhang Nidong's deliberate defamation of Xiao Kong not long after he went to work, he still needs to be greeted with a smile and to be patient, even Xiao Kong would fight for him. David saw Xiao Kong's complaint information on the internet, so he asked Pang Wenying to deal with Zhang Nidong. Pang Wenying asked the secretary Shaxin to inquire about the situation, and learned that Xiao Kong was once an assistant to Zhang Nidong. He used to be mainly responsible for the sales business of the conference and exhibition hall. Until 2 years ago, he voluntarily resigned. Various rumors appeared in the hotel, including the interests of him and his partners. Delivery. Later, under the order of Zhang Nidong, colleagues stopped making rash comments, but also interrupted the well-off career. After understanding all the information, Pang Wenying asked Shaxin to find Xiao Qiang. At this time, Xiao Qiang heard that Pang Wenying wanted to deal with this complaint and rectify the fluctuations and confusion in the merger and acquisition, and couldn't help but squeeze the sweat for Zhang Nidong, and then showed online news to Zhang Nidong to discuss how to solve it. That evening, Pang Wenying and Kui talked about the company's affairs, and delivered wine to David, who was depressed by the way. David knew about the relationship between Pang Wenying and Zhang Nidong, so he questioned Zhang Nidong's resignation. However, Pang Wenying reminded David not to mix personal feelings in his work.